I don't know if you guys actually know what I'm doing for my project. Like my first question is like, why do most websites these days look like all the same? And I don't know, I kind of approach it with this idea and question from a bit of critical kind of mindset, because you know, I actually study in art school for my bachelor graphic design. And I don't know, with this kind of like specific background and also my passion about contemporary art, I kept questioning about this question to the convention and disciplines in web design. Because I just thought that, oh, why can't it be more quirky and playful? But then now, like, I'm researching a lot of why the conventions are existing, especially, like, yeah, because most of case for the sake of accessibility in the web browser, there are a lot of kind of users who are also in old generation, and some are actually having some eyes and deficiencies, blah, blah, blah. So that's why, web design should somehow have some kind of conventional discipline, which is actually good that I'm learning now. And then I kind of realized that, maybe I was being a little self-centered as someone who love art, but then who also studied and explore like the world of the art. So like, I didn't really like deeply consider like the general audience, especially the context of web is like is very important to consider to make it accessible and make it easily communicating. But then I'm still kind of figuring out how to balance what I really like on my personal side and what I have to somehow follow and fit into such disciplines and conventions. So I don't know, I'm just actually talking about web design for my project, but I thought that it would be actually pretty applicable to a lot of like art, because somehow, I don't know, most of us, I know that we are from graphic design or illustrator, I don't know, some more maybe something else, but then like somehow to make our financial life sustainable, we also have to do some projects that we don't really like. So I was actually wondering how you guys are actually balancing, or I also want to hear if you have ever felt some stress or pressure about such thing, you know, like balancing, you know, like somehow you have to switch your brain mode to just like dive into some kind of commercial or somehow boring kind of project, because you have anyway have to make some money. I don't know, just wanted to somehow hear if you have kind of this kind of similar experience, or also would be curious to hear if you guys actually have ever felt some pressure about being in this artistic context, because I think I actually also learned a lot of prejudgment how things should be, this should be like more hipsteristic, this should be somehow like cool, you know, otherwise it's not like good. So yeah, I don't know, like I'm kind of messing it around, but yeah, I just wanted to hear like how you overcome this kind of stress, or have you ever felt this kind of similar experience or emotion? Yeah.
Do you want to come here? Okay. Oh no, I cannot. I'm recording for Nami. Yeah.
Hello. When I first started in graphic design, I remember I had to do this disgusting ad campaign for a university student union. And literally, it was the ugliest thing I think I've ever made in my life. And every time I tried to give them something that was more, I don't know, subjectively nice, in my opinion, we'll say my opinion, they were like, no, 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 and they kept making me change it back to this. It's so, every time I see it, I sort of cringe, because I still have these, like, hard drawings of this work. And it did feel like, at one point, I didn't want to put my name on it at all, which kind of, like, it's almost, because it was these, like, banners that were the same size as me hanging outside. university, and it was so embarrassing, and I would never admit to anyone that it was me who made it, because I didn't take any sort of like artistic part in it whatsoever. And also, like, I feel some of the stuff, because as you know, I also did graphic design, but I also quit in the middle, because the main reason was because I was going to do this study, but another really big reason was I was seeing all my friends who were slightly different, let's say, being told their work wasn't okay. And all the people that had like the cookie cutter standard sort of design were always getting the 9s and 10s and all of this. And the people that actually dared to try something new were always getting like basically told that their work was shit. And a lot of people actually left the course. So yeah, I'm kind of against this idea of cookie cutter design because I don't think the concept really even exists. I don't think there's right design or wrong design, but sometimes the way it's taught, you feel like you have to be this or you're not making it right. And I don't really, it doesn't seem like a thing in my mind. But yes, that's all I wanted to say.
So what is cookie what? Cookie curry? What is cookie? I think I don't know what this term. Cookie what?
Cookie
cutter.
You make those molds of the cookies.
It's this like metal shape that you like cut out your cookies so they can have like cute shapes like dinosaur, and then you can make dinosaur cookies with it. You know, like the metal thing?
Cookie cutter.
Okay, cool,
nice.
Thank
you. Interesting. Not sure if Floor is still joining and if her mic is working. Not sure if she's still.
Hello, is it working?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was actually also wanting to ask you personally this question because I know that you're really passionate. I mean, everyone is passionate, but you're really working a lot about what you want to do. But then somehow I was actually curious if you have ever had this kind of conflict between what you want to do and what you see for personally, but then like the job market translating, you know? Like we have to somehow translate like the art into the labor market, and there's suddenly some kind of unwanted kind of emotions arising. And I don't know, I actually wanted to also ask you this thing. Yeah, but it's okay if you don't have an answer.
But what is the question then, exactly?
Have you ever felt some conflict between what you want to do and like some commission work that you have to do?
Well, first thing, you have to do something, of course. If you don't want to do something, you don't have to do it. And I think, was it a bachelor? There was a teacher that said, like, better not do things you don't want to do, because people will know you because of these things, and they will ask you again for these things too. So if you do things that you don't really like to do, then you can ask more for this, maybe. Which the best is then do more things that you want to do. That's what I always try to do. The result is that you have to have other crappy jobs, pay your rent, but sometimes I think it's nicer to do crappy jobs not related to art, than more so your creative energy doesn't go to some creative things you don't like to do. And so when I was a teacher for 4 years in giving art courses in drawing and painting, and then I really noticed that all my creative energy goes to these people, helping them and doing the workshops, but not using this creative energy to use for my own work. So it's, but I think, yeah, it's really difficult. It's easy to say to do, but then doing it, it's very difficult. And also, like, sometimes you think something is nice, you think you like it, and then you end up in the process and you don't like it anymore. Yeah, I don't know, it's very difficult. But, yeah, sometimes if you think already that you don't like it, maybe don't do it.
I would like to ask Martin. I saw he raised his hand.
Mm-hmm. Yes. No, it was just in reaction to one thing that Klaus said, but I agree with everything she said. It's actually possible also to only show the things that you really enjoy to do. And work on the side on things that you don't like for money. And people will not necessarily ask you for more of these kind of jobs that you don't like if you don't promote them anywhere, if you don't show them, and if you only show the things that you really had fun on. But it was a very small thing.
Okay, thank you.
And there's another thing that's also nice. There's this book, I think I talked about it before, Daily Rituals from Mason Curry. And Mason Curry just puts a lot of daily rituals of different artists and writers or directors all together in one book. And so he got it out of biographies or interviews. And so these artists and writers, musicians, they all speak how they, what their daily ritual is to make things also. That's also very interesting. Mm-hmm. That's,
yeah, thank you. I think we are actually running out of time, so I don't mind actually about thinking up. I don't know, but I think. Maybe people can say more.
Can you just, I will give you a book. Here is about the a girl who graduated the art school with war survival. She do the toilet cleaning job. But well, she really didn't want to, but for survival she did, and at the end she just used her experience as a resource of her work, of her project. So, yeah. So I think it depends on the perspective also, even though you don't like the job.
Lucky for this part of that, like the few jobs I'm still doing in the graphic design field is coming from people that enjoy what they do, and they ask me for specific. They let me be free around the group, so I can really express myself without any kind of limit. Because when you have to find a compromise with a client, is always like, could be good, of course, if you really want to achieve this work, to find the proper way to do it. But in a way, I think you don't have to compromise yourself and your way of communicating. If someone is coming to you to ask you something, it's because they probably are interested in something from you that you have to develop together with them, probably. But yeah, feeling like if it's not for an economic purpose, especially for that, I wouldn't compromise my way of doing the things. That is also the way I like to do it. So I think we have to also be sometimes when it's possible, and if you can do it, you are of course lucky. But if you can choose to be always you with your communication, like your way to communicate, design and sketch, you have to do that without compromise with anyone. But yeah, it's of course, it could happen that you have to find it, and then I would just go for an economic purpose, because if I'm not enjoying the work, because someone is asking something different from my point of view, I would do it only for money. Because if I feel like if you try hard to keep having your own style, I don't know, your way of communicate, and you can put even the smallest detail in something that maybe does not completely represent you, it's still good. But yeah, it's a hard balance, of course. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, maybe you could. Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought I'm. Yeah. I guess when you do design work, you have to keep in mind that it has to be. Yeah, like you are making something that has to be useful, in the way that it's designed for a specific purpose that has to suit people's needs. So you are kind of like, you have a specific solution that you create a shape to make it easier. And with art, I think it's about taking people kind of out of their routines to kind of reflect and take some distance actually on things that are going on. Doesn't necessarily have to be already implemented in these processes that are already happening in reality. It's more like you take a step back and you're like, what's going on? How do we feel about it? So for me, that's the difference. But of course, like anything that's like a scale, and especially when you have your design practice and your art practice next to each other, it can feel like you're contradicting yourself sometimes, or you're like, you're putting some of your creative inspiration into design work, and then it becomes difficult when there's a client involved, because then that gets a bit unclear for yourself. So yeah, that's something that I also struggle with sometimes, that I feel like there's like my creative, like my art practice and my design practice is very close together. So sometimes I get asked to do something when I'm kind of like, well, maybe I'm a bit against doing things that way, but also like it's gonna pay well, so I could just do it. And I try to separate that in my mind, but it's kind of impossible as well. But that's kind of, yeah, someone is paying you to do something that's useful for them. So you need to be able to navigate that and make some concessions. But I think the more that I did it that way, the more I'm like, actually, I think I want to do something that's maybe less directly related to my creative practice, where I feel like maybe I'm more executing things like with the event planning or something, I can just organize stuff. And when I would do like these exhibition spaces, like 3D websites and stuff, I always felt like there's like a weird mix between design and like art practice where I feel like I can't really do what I would have liked to do. So I try to like now like make a bigger distinction so it feels less like a conflict for me.
Yeah, thanks. Manetta, do you mean like things you repeat when working on a commission, mean like some kind of routine that you tend to repeat while working the commission projects? Well, in my case, I don't really like Adobe Illustrator, like InDesign especially. Like, I don't know, especially InDesign, I think it's a little, it's a little biased tool because there are a lot of publishers, but actually this tool is really dominated in a way. A lot of people who are interested, you know, and want to publish that, they actually tend to use InDesign, you know. And sometimes when I have to make some kind of simple publication, kind of commissioned by someone, I'm actually not really, yeah, it's actually, I'm not really enjoying, but just, it's actually for my financial sufficiency, I would say. It's like, I tend to really shut down my taste and try to split my brain and like try to switch into different mode of my brain, like, yeah, this is work and I'm just gonna use InDesign. I don't really use this kind of tool for my personal enjoyment or passion, but like if I have some commission work to work with some text or I make some kind of publication commission, then yeah, I just try not to think like, oh, I don't like this tool, you know. I try not to think that way, but just directly, you know. And also, one of my routine is like, I try to schedule, I mean, my personal kind of timeline, you know. Like, today I'm gonna do this commissioned work till like 5 p.m. And then I'm gonna do something about my personal, like, in this way I kind of try to manage. I don't know how other people are doing. If there are nothing commented on, maybe we could wrap it up. I don't know. I think you can stop the recording, Manetta.